Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen is annoyed at planet-polluting leaders skipping a UN climate summit. Looking ahead to the UN Climate Change Conference, Conference of the Parties, or COP, later this month, Her Majesty reportedly said, "I've been hearing all about COP. We still don't know who is coming. No idea. We only know about people who are not coming, and it's really irritating when they talk, but they don't do." Meanwhile, Charles released a 30-minute film titled COP26 in Your Hands. Prince Charles mentioned his 8-year-old grandson, Prince George, in a clip launching the film COP26 in Your Hands. In the video, Charles is seen holding a glowing globe representing planet Earth. Charles says in the video targeted at children, "I am old enough to have a grandson. Like you, he was learning how climate change is causing the big storms and floods, droughts, fires, and food shortages we have seen around the world. When I was his age, people had no idea about the damage we were doing. But by the time I was a teenager, I started to see that if we didn't stop polluting our planet, we would face a very dangerous future indeed. This is why I've spent so much of my life trying to warn that we have to operate in ways which can make nature thrive, not suffer. We have forgotten that we have to put back into nature as much as we take out, and you have an important part to play in this." Charles is proud of his son William, who announced the inaugural winners of the Earthshot Prize. The prize aims to inspire innovative solutions to the most pressing environmental challenges currently facing the planet. CNN reminds us that each of the 5 winners walks away with £1 million, the equivalent of over $1.3 million, and the promise of professional and technical support to scale up their innovations. Costa Rica won its scheme to pay local citizens to protect and restore rainforests and local ecosystems, a system that the prize committee credits for having already reversed decades of deforestation. Indian organization Tucker Char's innovation was a technology that attaches to tractors and reduces smoke emissions by up to 98% while converting the residue into new products. Coral Vita in the Bahamas won for its method of accelerating coral regrowth by growing it first on land and then replanting on depleted underwater reefs. The entire city of Milan was recognized for Food Hub's approach to reducing food waste and distributing to the needy food that would be otherwise be wasted by restaurants and supermarkets. And a Thai, German, and Italian group won for its AEM electrolyzer, a plug-and-play module that turns water into emissions-free green hydrogen. The winners were announced Sunday at a glittering awards ceremony at London's Alexandra Palace, in what Kensington Palace called the most sustainable event of its kind. William said, "We are alive in the most consequential time in human history. The actions we choose or choose not to take in the next 10 years will determine the fate of the planet for the next 1,000. A decade doesn't seem long, but humankind has an outstanding record of being able to solve the unsolvable. Many of the answers are already out there, but we need everyone, from all parts of society, to raise their ambition and unite in repairing our planet. The future is ours to determine, and if we set our minds to it, nothing is impossible." Prince Charles said he was proud of his son. In a statement from Kensington Palace, Charles said, "I am very proud of my son William for his growing commitment to the environment and the bold ambition of the Earthshot Prize. As a world, we need to come together to inspire, reimagine, and build the sustainable future we do desperately need. Over the coming decade, with future generations in mind, the Earthshot Prize and its inspirational nominees will help us find innovative solutions. Together with all those who join us, we have a real opportunity to deliver a brighter future for humanity while restoring harmony between nature, people, and planet." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Marie Claire points out that Prince William's candid, fiery interview with BBC Newscast this week in anticipation of the inaugural Earthshot Prize has given viewers much to think about when it comes to the Prince's views on climate change, responsibility, and giving back to the planet. But while we were poring over what Prince William was saying, we almost missed where he was saying it, namely in his home office at Buckingham Palace. And according to the website Good 2, some viewers noted that there are some really sweet photos of Kate Middleton and the rest of the family placed proudly around the room. And of course, there are pictures of the kids. In front and center on the table behind William, there's a sweet shot of Prince George with Prince William's late grandfather, Prince Philip. And Madame Tussauds Blackpool welcomed their new wax figure of the Queen. This version replaces one created in 2012. The wax queen arrived in appropriate royal fashion, with the statue arriving at the museum in a horse-drawn carriage, complete with escorts on horseback. The general manager of Madame Tussauds said, "We are thrilled to have the brand new figure of the Queen with us. She is an extremely popular attraction here and one that visitors, young and old, always want to see during their visit. We have never had a character make such a dramatic entrance, but if such an extravaganza was to happen for anyone, of course, it had to be for Her Majesty." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.